from RC Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. We have a very special episode. It's kind of different. We're kind of into summer a little bit.
We are? Yeah, it's June. Almost June. It's almost June,
and I don't have to wear a mask right now, which is crazy. The fully vaccinated people need to thank Dr. Fauci, because we can do a lot of more stuff now. It's kind of crazy. I mean, I feel rejuvenated. I feel like COVID hopefully is on its way out. I mean, it feels like a whole different world now. I can't remember even what days felt like anymore before COVID. I don't know what a mask. I don't remember me maskless. And now that I'm walking around, I'm like, oh, it's so weird. They can see my lips. And the funny thing is, I actually had a zit on my lip. So,
oh, well, you're calling me out because I have one right now. So
no, thanks. I had one on, not on the corner of my lip, but like on my lip. And I was like, excuse me?
I've never heard of that.
I know. And of course, the 1 week where masks take off, that happens to me, you know? But, I know. But it's still beautiful, though. The fact that I can walk around and show my smile and my...
The weather today, so good. Like, we're not wearing a mask out in this weather. I know. It was fantastic.
And we're in the studio, but we have these blinds near us, and they're like shining light on me. I feel like a heavenly goddess right now.
Well, I don't like them because they're reflecting off of my monitor here, so I like can't hardly see.
Hey, but we're still killing it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Hey,
of course.
There's always pros and cons to things, and I'd rather have summer than a little bit of reflection. I also got new sunglasses too, because I have. I'm bad with high sight. I'm bad with like
high sight.
I'm bad with like lots of light going into my eyes, and I got these new like. You know, this blue sheen over my glasses where I can see tons of light without feeling a strain in my eyes. So I feel kind of like a powerful superhero that I can see everything in the world. I feel like I'm in HD perspective constantly. 4K, retina HD.
2020 vision.
Let's talk about that. 2020 vision, that freaking line is ruined now.
It is not. Yeah, it's not really a good phrase anymore because it's kind of triggering in a way, you know?
Like 2020 vision, I don't want to hear 2020 ever again, ever. And how does that even exist?
What do you mean, how does it exist? Like the actual 2020 vision?
Well, I know it's about your glasses and everything, but like the fact that 2020 was one of the worst years of the last, like how many... You know, decades, and we call it that.
And how many songs are like having 2020 vision? Like it's, you know,
like, you know, I'm like so gangster and I'm rocking it, this 2020 vision.
Well, I wouldn't say gangster, but just people acted like 2020 vision's like the perfect, so it's like 2020 is gonna be the perfect year.
Well, here we're on 2021 vision this time.
Yeah. We don't see perfectly clear, but we can see.
We can see the future and it's bright. This episode, on a random off-note thing right there, we have Samantha Crane, the amazing alternative artist based out of Oklahoma, locally homegrown. We have an interview with her, with our newly appointed music correspondent for the show, Maria Turley. You probably heard of her through our first episode, and she works down here at the station as well. She does the jazz show right after ours called The Lounge, but she graciously... accept the position, so she'll be doing a lot of our music interviews and tagging along for the ride of It's Kinda Late crew.
So
it's
basically, so much fun. Basically, she went from being RC Radio's music director to leaving that role and becoming the It's Kinda Late music director.
No, she's doing double duty. She is.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, she left...
Metaphorically.
She left the radio role, and then she eventually just went right back to this role again.
I know. I trapped her.
But she got promoted.
She got promoted.
She promoted in the RSU radio world, but not in the It's Kinda Late world.
She can do whatever she wants, because she honestly is a legend. She doesn't even need us. I mean, you always tell me that I plan on taking over the station. Maria could do it single-handedly without anyone noticing. Weird thought. but again, stay tuned for that Samantha Crane interview. She is a great, great artist, and we're so lucky that her and her management decided to do an interview with us. We're so grateful, and it was so much fun, and I'm really looking forward to hearing the interview for you guys to hear that. I'm sorry. But anyways, random thing. I had some revelations this week, Caleb. I realize that I may not be the smartest person ever. I may not be it.
Well, you actually realize that?
I realize that today. Okay, I may not be Albert Einstein, and there's some things I don't understand. So let me talk about some revelations that I had of things that I don't understand, really. Have you heard of this new Amazon store? It's not like new news, but have you heard of it ever?
Well, you got to give me more context.
Okay, so it's called like Amazon Go, I think it is. Let's look it up here. It's called Amazon Go. And what it is the convenience store, but no one works there. No one checks you out.
Oh, yes.
You just take things, and you walk out the thing, and it just adds it to your Amazon account and makes you pay for it that way. So imagine you're just taking things out of the store, and you walk out, and like freaking lasers and cameras track your activity.
That sounds a little more intense than I think it's
supposed
to
be. There's no way that works. Like, my mind can't comprehend that.
I've seen it happen. Like, I've seen videos online of people doing it.
I did, too. If you watch the ad, I'm not trying to, like, get in trouble with Amazon, but if you watch the ad, they, like, make up words like, we use ultra camera technology.
They're not making up words. It's just
but the way
words
they,
we can't comprehend.
They add adjectives over words to make it sound, like, so non-scary. I think it sounds scary
to
me.
You know who someone else, I think, adds adjectives to words?
Me. But with that, the thing is, I'm not selling a convenience store that has no people working at it. Like, it's probably so easy to shoplift there.
No, it's definitely not.
You don't think so?
No.
No one that works there. I'm not saying to go do it. Let me clarify that. Well, I'm not saying to go do it.
The technology that they have makes it harder to shop with there than a regular store.
I disagree. I think it's absolutely crazy. I think it's, talk about 2020 vision. Like, them store cameras and the people that made that store are on 2055 vision.
But you have to understand that, like, they have so much technology / security in those stores. That, like, they make it, like, if you leave, they will know exactly who you are. They'll know where you live. They'll know your social security number.
Jeff Bezos might marry you and then divorce you.
That too. And I'll take it because then you become like the 9th richest person in the world.
I will do it. Jeff Bezos, come on the show.
And please marry us, I guess.
Both of us. But no, I don't understand how that works. So that strung me into a epiphany. Like I had a deep moment. I was like, what other things do I really don't understand? Or maybe I do, but I don't understand why they're that way. You know what I mean?
So this is just like deep thoughts with Caden Coleman.
Deep thoughts with Caden Coleman. Things that you should know. Things, the more you know. The more you know. Here we go.
The more you know.
The more you know. Okay, these things like are kind of stupid, by the way. So baby talk. Why do we do that?
Bruh.
Why do we talk to babies like we think they understand?
It's... I don't quite understand it, but it's just like some psychological, like they're like, smaller than us, so we have to like talk.
But why are we like, ooga, ooga, ay, ay. Like we just make up our own language.
Well, in the same way, dogs. I mean, everyone always talks to dogs like in a really high-pitched voice.
But because we say words to them, but with like babies, we like make up noises.
Not necessarily, not always.
I think they laugh at
I
noises.
At least I don't. I talk.
But like,
to
who's
them,
the first person? Like, let me just scream at this baby. E-ah-ah. You know what I mean?
I think it's just because that's how they talk, so we, like, communicate in their language.
Girl, I didn't talk about it. I cried as a baby. So.
Well, everyone cried as a baby.
No, I cried like a baby baby. Like, I was apparently the worst crier and the worst kid ever.
Yeah, I think your mom talked about that whenever she was
on the podcast, yeah, when she was here.
If you want to listen to that, go check it out on all podcasting platforms.
Listen to it, but don't look at the part where you should call me a baby, because I was a baby. But... No, like, I still don't understand why we started doing that, and I never will understand.
Have you looked it up at all, or are you just...
No, I just think, I want to be curious for the rest of my life, you know? This is not really a thing. This is something I read online. So, the words pro and con, right? Yeah. Positive, negative.
Yeah.
So, if you replace the word con in Congress with pro, you get progress. Can you think about that?
So basically what I'm hearing is at this point we're literally just shower thoughts.
So is Congress the opposite of progress?
A shower thoughts, a social media account is what I'm hearing.
I know. Think about this.
Let me just go to a shower thoughts.
Yeah, you think of some. Isn't that crazy though? Think about it. Yeah. If you put the word pro in Congress instead of con, you get progress. So maybe it is opposites.
I don't think it's that deep.
I don't know.
I don't think it
conspiracy.
Is.
Conspiracy. Just kidding. Congress, do your job. Anyways, this is kind of, I'll skim this one really quick because it's kind of dirty. Why does all poop smell the same?
It does not.
It does. Some of them is more rancid than others, but it's all in the same.
Okay. Yep. Next thought.
Okay. Why is 11 not called 121? Every double digit with the same thing is 22, 33, 44. Why are we have 11 and not 121?
Yeah.
Wow, you're really...
I mean, I don't know. I have no answer for that.
But 121.
Why is your name Caden? I don't know.
Because my name's Caden. Yeah. My mom decided that. But like 121. Like someone's like, let's make it difficult.
This one's interesting. As a society, we have decided vanilla is the opposite of chocolate. It's really not. Like, it isn't, like, you can't have...
They're both sweets.
Yeah. But, like, I mean...
I'll tell you this, though. Because white chocolate isn't actually chocolate.
No.
That's the real tea. And I feel like I feel like America made white chocolate. I don't actually know who did. But I feel like... Sorry, he just wanted something that we can't say. But I'll tell you this, though. White chocolate is the most, like, northern American thing to do. We just copy somebody else, and then it's, like, fake as well.
Yeah.
White chocolate isn't bad, but why do we name it white chocolate when it's not chocolate?
Because, I mean, what else would it be? Like, what else is it close to?
It's not close to anything. We just, like, call it...
Like, blue raspberry. Like, it's just raspberry, but blue. Right?
But there's, like, black raspberries.
Yeah.
Oh, those are blackberries.
Yeah.
Red raspberries.
Raspberries.
It's just raspberries. I don't know how things work anymore.
Me neither.
Okay, so there's that. 121 is a big one. That one's crazy.
One of the things that I've always, while we're thinking of this, is like, isn't it so weird how literally, like, your brain is in control of your body?
That's like, stupid.
No, but like, that's stupid. I mean, like, whenever you think about it, right? Like, literally, there's just some signal that goes from your brain to your toe.
Signal? What are we, like, the radio?
No, that's what it is. It is signals. It's like electromagnetic, whatever.
It's like muscle nerves. Yeah. Everything's nerves.
But, like, the fact that, like, your brain sends a signal to your toe and your toe just moves. And, like, you think about it. But if you think about moving your toe, like I'm thinking about, I'm like, move toe, but it's not moving.
Okay, it's summer. I didn't sign up for anatomy class right now.
It's not.
I will say one thing, though. It's pretty nice that 75% of our body is water. So when you drink water, it's like your friend, your sister, like your cousin.
I'm really worried that people are going to hear this and think we're just idiots.
I know.
And to be fair,
here's the thing. I'm not saying I understand. I'm like, I don't understand how that came to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Why do we call it a building when it's already been built? Like, it's not in the process of being built. It's built already. But we still call it a building. Like, it's not a...
So, imagine...
We're not still building it.
Downtown and being like, oh, man, I love all these builts.
I think that's better. Kind of fun, too. Builts.
Definitely not.
They're
definitely
built, not better. Built different.
No.
They're what built was that? Different. You don't like that? And then here's another one. How can we call it snowfall and raindrop, but why can't we call it snowdrop?
Snowflake.
That, no. Or, like, there is a rainfall, but it's not like... It's like a waterfall. It's not like a rainfall. Is there such a thing as a rainfall? Play that Maria one. My head hurted.
This hurts my head.
This is probably you guys listening in the car like, I can't comprehend any of this.
No, really, I guarantee you they're just sitting there like, what the crap are you guys talking about?
I think the most important one is, why does all poop smell the same?
That's definitely not.
I don't get it.
No. Okay.
But, okay, so you don't have any that you thought of?
I thought I told you some, and you just kind of brushed them off.
Yeah, but, okay, that's like, obviously your brain controls your body. That's like your signaler.
I'm just trying to find some.
What's more important, your heart or your brain?
Your brain.
I think so.
Your heart doesn't really do anything. Literally, it does nothing but pump blood, which is important.
That is so important.
But, like, whenever...
Because your brain wouldn't even function without your heart.
But whenever everyone's like, oh, follow your heart, they really mean follow your brain, because those thoughts are your brain.
You heard it here first, guys. Follow your brain and not your heart. Your brain. But, you know, here's the thing. The brain would not work without the heart. What a metaphor. But also...
They have to work with each other, yeah.
Because you could be brain dead and still be, you know, beating. Follow your heart. get out of here with follow your brain.
No,
follow your heart because it controls your whole body. And without your heart, you have nothing.
And if you didn't have a brain, what do you think would happen?
You're just chilling.
I don't think that's how that works.
It's because the heart flows the blood everywhere.
Yeah.
So you heard it here first, guys. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. We'll be right back. What a weird opener. What a fun Friday. We'll be right back after this short break with, again, the interview with the fantastic
Samantha Crane.
I know. Samantha Crane, the alternative artist based in Oklahoma, with our music correspondent, Maria Turley, doing that. So we'll see you guys after this short break.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. I'm your host, Caden Coleman. You can tune in here every Friday at 7 p.m. for the best late-night talk show on the radio. Right, Caleb?
I didn't know I was allowed to talk since you didn't introduce me.
Oh. If you're just not tuning in, or is your first time listening, that's my producer, Caleb. We had a fun time on the show.
Hold up.
We have games, interviews.
Deep thoughts. Speaking of, I actually found one over the break.
Let's hear it.
So somebody at Google really said, let's just send a car down every single road in the entire world.
Send a what?
A car with a camera on top. I was like, let's just get a camera on every single road.
Google Maps.
Yeah. But like, that's crazy. That somebody literally was just like, let's just send a car down every single road in the entire freaking
world. That's not true though, because the Area 51, I mean, I want the inside scoop on that.
No, but you can get close to it. You can't get in it, but you can get close. You can get on that road on Google Maps.
It's not close enough.
Well, you should have visited the raid last year.
Here's my thing, is that Google Maps, they can see my freaking pool in my backyard, but they can't show me the aliens in Area 51.
Because the government doesn't want you to.
Mm-hmm, okay. We'll figure out about that. anyways, do you think aliens exist? Random thought?
Debatable. I don't really have it.
I'm kind of iffy on that.
No answer.
50-50. But you know what, though? Maybe we are the aliens. Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, welcome to the show. We have thoughts like that on the show. And again, if you have just tuned in, follow us on Instagram at RSC Radio to see, you know, who we're having on the show. And then also, if you missed this, which if you're not missing this episode, but if you missed last episode or the weeks before that, you can catch all the episodes on our podcast. It's Kinda Late, the podcast edition. Anywhere you find podcasts and the best way to listen, rscradio.com. What a slick promo.
All you got to do is go on to your streaming platform of your choice and just search up It's Kinda Late, and it's kind of the only one on there.
Let's switch voices for a second, because you sound so sad when you said that.
What do you mean? I sounded sad because I was actually looking it up. I was doing something.
Okay, ready? Hold on. You do me.
Oh, goodness.
Your voice, and then I do you. All right, guys. Yeah, you can listen to it on the podcast network.
Hey, guys, you can listen to It's Kinda Late I was going to say it's kind of...
It's
Friday
time.
Let's just try to be Luke.
Luke is the guy that works at the station. He has like the deepest voice.
He normally does the intros. Yeah.
It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman, and now your host, Caden Coleman.
No, he goes,
Caden Coleman.
Man, this show is.
It's everywhere today.
That's our episode. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's like a good chaos. Anyways,
every time we say that we have a episode title, it never ends up being the title.
I know. Which, do you know what? Maybe it will.
We'll see
what happens.
You'll find out whenever you listen to this.
Find out when you listen to it again on our podcast.
Yeah. If you're driving right now, 3 years in the future, and you look at your title, now you know why.
You sound happier now. Anyways. It's okay. Anyways, we have an interview with the amazing Samantha Crane, the alternative artist back in Oklahoma. And again, we have our music correspondent, Maria Turley, interviewing her. And again, we're grateful for her and her management to work with us and get this interview scheduled. And we love her new EP, which you're going to hear all about it in the interview. So I'm going to pass it over to Maria Turley in the interview. Yeah.
This is Maria, the newly minted music correspondent for It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman, and I am here with Samantha Crane, and thank you so much for joining me today. It's a real pleasure to get to talk to you.
Oh, thanks.
I would love to just dive right into your new EP, I Guess We Live Here Now. On Bloomsday, there's like a very familiar refrain that people have probably heard, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. So I just wanted to know, what drew you to kind of reworking this traditional gospel song?
Well, it was a bit of an accident. It didn't start off using that line. I had sort of already written the verses to this song, and I didn't really have them in mind for a song. They were just sort of like bits of writing that I had written down. And during the beginning of the pandemic, I was sort of working part-time at this grocery store, and I was just like in a very bad mood one day. Like I think I was just really bummed and feeling a bit stressed out that this like really hectic thing was going on and that I was like having to work and through it and all of this. And, that song, This Little Light of Mine, just sort of popped into my head. That's a song that was always like really present in my life growing up. I just like heard it all the time. It was just one of those songs that always like made me feel better whenever I would hear it. And so it had popped into my head and I was sort of singing it to myself under my breath. And I just realized, you know, it just made me feel immediately better. It just kind of reminded me of how much, like agency I have over my participation in like a day, that I can like change my outlook on something so quickly. And, later that day, I had kind of gone back and looked at the verses that I had written, and they seemed to go really well with this like old song. And I just sort of was like playing around with them, like how I could kind of fit the two together. And it just ended up being, they ended up working really, really well together, and that the verses were sort of describing these sort of normal, unimportant day-to-day events, kind of dropping in on our lives in a day-to-day fashion. And then the sort of reworking of This Little Light of Mine sort of, I think, meant to inspire the feeling that we can pull ourselves out of just that feeling of being like pulled along in life and finding that we do have like instrumentality within ourselves to find light and belief. And so that was sort of the idea behind that.
I definitely, listening to it, I felt just such a strong sense of hope.
Yeah.
How has growing up in Oklahoma kind of influenced your music?
I think it's just sort of in whatever way that it is apparent that it is like woven itself into who I am as a person and whatever it is that, whatever my values are or whatever I find interesting or important or beautiful or anything like that. So I don't think it's really even my job, like as a songwriter, to even think about that. I think it's just sort of like the badge that I wear. And then that's sort of the eyes that I approach, looking at life through.
So talking about things that you find inspiring or beautiful, what are some of those things that people can catch a hint of and I Guess We Live Here Now?
I don't know that these songs are necessarily very like descriptive in a way that it has anything to do with like inspiring like images or anything. I think they're more about like a voice that is thoughtful and has come out on the other side of some sort of struggle and has found like a new sense of strength or peace.
I definitely like the idea of finding peace. I think that's something that a lot of people need right now, especially. I want to ask, what are some ways that you're finding peace lately?
Walking. I do a lot of walking with my dog. I find that is like medicine to me, really. So that's like the main thing. And then I think the other thing is just being able to like set up boundaries for myself to know like when I can remove myself from a situation, which I know is like a privilege that a lot of people don't have. But I think I'm really careful to take stock of like when something is feeling too much or like overwhelming to me, and being able to like put a boundary there and like kind of withdraw myself from a situation. So I think like creating my own peace is something that I never really knew was possible for the majority of my life. And it's something that I've only like recently been kind of learning how to do over the past couple of years. So I think like a lot of it is just like finding that for myself, I think.
Yeah. And that's really important. So this is kind of a left turn, but I've noticed that on Instagram, you like to post about things you're passionate about. And so one of those things is actually monster trucks, which I found really surprising. What began your love for monster trucks?
Honestly, it was just like going to Monster Jam a few years ago. I kind of just went for fun. I had never been and had always thought it would be an interesting thing to see. I get kind of like obsessed with things and then do like massive amounts of research. That's just like kind of the brain that I have, which is like I see something that's really cool and I just want to know everything about it. And Monster Trucks is actually like a pretty small, insular world. Like, it hasn't been around very long and there's like a limited number of trucks that have been around. So it's like a pretty easy thing to research in that it's not like a rabbit hole. I'm really like you can find the end pretty quickly, which makes it like really exciting to me, I guess, because it feels like there's so many things in the world that you can get into. And then you just realize there's so much to learn about it that it feels like overwhelming. You know, say you've got like want to get into baseball or something. It's like, cool. You have, you know, 130 years of baseball history that you can read into. And that feels like kind of crazy and overwhelming. I think with the monster truck thing, first, I just thought it was like, I just think it's amazing. It started off as like a really grassroots operation, like just some guy like jacking up his truck for a state fair. And like, I like weird grassroots things like that, but people just like have an idea and figure out a way to make it happen. I like the beginning of it. And I also feel like it's like a digestible history of something. And that makes me feel like more connected to it or something. Plus it's just, I don't know. It's just cool. I can't really explain why I got really into it. It just like makes a lot of like mechanical sense in my brain, I guess, to why it's exciting to humans, I guess.
I totally get that. And you have a favorite, right? A favorite truck,
yeah, Grand Digger. Yeah, it's my favorite truck. And they have their first full-time female driver this year, so that's exciting. It's sure actually the daughter of the guy that founded it. So
I guess on the subject of in-person events, what are you most excited about performing again?
I think mainly just like being able to actually see people's faces like while I'm playing. I think I'm just like looking forward to knowing that I'm actually playing songs for people and not just like into a computer camera.
Thank you so much for coming in today and joining me. And I know Caden appreciates it on It's Kinda Late. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
We are so blessed. And Maria is so right. I am so grateful that Samantha Crane came on the show. I'm just going to hype her up for a minute because she was listed on NPR's 50 Best Albums of 2020 with her album A Small Death at 25, which is a big, big deal. Yeah. Ooh. She also has won 2 NAMMYs, which are Native American Music Awards, for Best Folk Album of the Year and Songwriter of the Year. And she also has her new EP called I Guess We Live Here Now and the new single Bloomsday out now. So you can go find that anywhere you find music, and definitely tune into that. Also, her new music video for her song When We Remain, which goes to help Native Americans face about getting clean water. So watch that video when you support the Native American culture, which is important in Oklahoma. But again, thank you for coming on the show, Samantha Crane. We appreciate it. And thank you to everybody that listened to that. Other than that, though, earlier we talked about things that we didn't understand or things that we didn't, where they were shocking to us. And I just have a new one.
You found another one?
Yeah. Well, this is more of like a, it's like, it's kind of like that, but it's kind of not. When drinks do like the diet version or the zero calorie, zero sugar, they're like same great taste, just less calories. I'm like, it's not the same taste.
I think it's better usually.
The like, diet?
I would rather drink Coke Zero than Coke.
But it's not, it does not taste the same.
It doesn't, no.
They're like, same great taste. I'm like, that's not the same.
I think it's better.
So speaking of, and earlier talking about chocolate especially, I mean, I just saw this ad for Hershey's organic chocolate bar. What is in the original Hershey's then?
It's not organic, I'll tell you that.
It's, I like it, whatever it is, but it's, I'm guessing it's not organic because there's a Hershey's organic bar.
Now introducing Coca-Cola, but as a liquid.
No, do you know that there was a new Coke back in like the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
And it, everyone hated it.
I know that because I think both of us are huge Stranger Things fans.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember that random scene in season 3 where they talk about the new Coke?
Oh yeah.
So random.
I want one.
So forced, first of all. Such a forced ad placement. But I was like, I wonder what this is. So I looked into it a little bit. Yeah, I figured
love
that
it.
Out. Like, literally this week.
Oh, and then you remember Crystal Pepsi? Have you ever had Crystal Pepsi?
I have.
That is
no
crazy.
Idea.
So it tastes kind of like Pepsi, but it's clear. It's a clear drink, but it's Pepsi.
Ooh.
I know. Definitely weird. They brought it back after it was canceled and everything. But I'm like, that's the thing. Same great taste, different look. I'm like,
so is it? It's just the same look, at least.
Or, you know, singer tastes less calories. I'm like, nah. I taste the pure...
No calories?
Yeah. Me being plus size and me being bigger, I taste that corn syrup. I know it's my best friend. I taste that corn syrup when I taste it. And if I don't taste it, then mama could be out. Here's the thing, I could probably get off like carb foods, but like I love me a good drink, like a Coke or a lemonade or.
See, I've reached a point where I only would drink lemonade or water. That's it.
I love lemonade. You like tea?
Lemonade's probably my favorite drink.
You like tea?
No. I always often compare it to dirty water.
I'll tell you though, especially unsweet tea. I mean, if you drink it, good for you. But I don't get the craze. I mean, good for you, though, yeah. If you do like it. I do like green tea.
I've had sweet tea, and I don't hate it, but it's like, if I go to a restaurant, sweet tea is like kind of at the bottom of my list.
I think it's because they use like actual like raw sugar, like cane sugar. I want that fattening thing they use to bulk up cows before they kill them.
what?
I want the stuff that plumps me up to where I go to the hospital.
Hold up.
I want that stuff.
Okay, you need to stop. This is getting weird.
I know, but I mean, I didn't want that corn syrup.
Well, then just don't get the diet version. That's all.
I need to get off of it, but I need to lose weight.
I think everyone, you know, if you want to, go for it.
And not necessarily to lose weight to be, you know, it's not like looking
just to
better.
Be healthier.
It's just to be healthier, to feel better.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I just don't like when people are like, I think I'm, you know, too fat for the world. I'm like,
no. I'm like, body positivity.
Yeah, if you're comfortable, do your thing.
If you're healthy in the weight you're in, keep it.
Yeah.
Because you're healthy and safe,
but
do
if you
what
want,
you do.
If you want to get healthier and lose some weight,
I know. Body shaming is so 2020. Talk about that. 2020.
Ugh, gross.
Let's throw body shaming to 2020.
Let's all give one reaction to body shaming.
Oh, yeah. That's mean if somebody that body shames me. I'll tell you, do you know what? I think a reason why I like Target so much is because they are the body champions of our world.
They're also really good at providing healthy alternatives to snacks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like, there's all these videos that you can find online. I see them on TikTok, but you can see them anywhere. And it's like, oh, well, you like Cheez-Its? Here's a alternative that tastes pretty similar, but it's like way less calorie.
I don't know. I saw this one. It's like a TikTok life hack. Like freeze a banana and numb on it. and it tastes like ice cream.
That's not true.
I saw that.
That's
not the
yeah,
same.
No, that's
not the same at up. All. Devastated because I love ice cream.
Yeah,
love ice cream.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream? This is just a Q&A.
Cookie two-step. If you haven't, God made cookie two-step for me.
There you have it, folks.
So everyone, back off. It's like Oreos and cookie dough mixed with vanilla ice cream. And it is like, my whole body ascends whenever I taste that. Like, I feel like I'm listening to just the trumpets sending me off to another world. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I know what you're saying, but I can't think of anything that good that would give that effect on
me. Nothing. Wow.
I'm sorry.
I'm a food fiend, and I love food.
I mean, oh, trust me, I love food, too.
Well, then what's your food that sends you to heaven? Or to wherever?
Well, like, type of food? Like recently, I recently had some food from a very expensive place. It's a place in Tulsa called Red Rock, and that put me into orbit. Like, I was, yeah.
I'll say this. The reason why it says Red Rock is somebody special he knows works
well,
there.
Well, yes, but I'm also saying, like, the food there is top tier. You know how I know that? Because Carrie Underwood eats there. So
boom. Okay.
So Carrie Underwood eats there.
Carrie Underwood was seen. That's me backing off.
Hold up.
Carrie Underwood was seen at Red Rock
today.
I feel like we're
literally
today. I feel like we're working for TMZ.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood reporting. Seen at Red Rock.
But yeah, that's how I know it's top tier food because celebrities eat there. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, I eat there.
I eat there.
Oh, you tried to steal my joke.
He just thought he did better because he, you know, swept it under. He kicked my legs under me while I was jumping up in the air, you know.
Oh wait, whoa, that was weird. That saying.
What?
I kicked your legs. I kicked your legs.
You know that. Like
no, I thought it was pull the rug out from under your feet.
Yeah, I changed it.
But what was that? What
jumping,
did you say?
I was jumping in the air for joy, and you came down and just swiped my legs while I was
just
jumping.
Busted your kneecaps.
Yeah. And made me fall down.
Speaking of busted kneecaps,
do you know
the story of Tonya Harding?
I don't.
You need to look into that.
And anyone else listening, I guess.
No, they know what it is. Everyone listening to Tonya Harding in that story where they
Why are you bullying me?
Her kind of boyfriend busted their opponent's kneecaps to win.
Sounds like something I would do.
You would break my kneecaps to take over the show. If I'm in the hospital for busted kneecaps, you know who did it now.
Disagree.
Anyways, instead of us talking, I think we have a fun game.
Okay. Let's do it.
Sorry, you cracked me up. We have a fun game. It's kind of called Word Sneak, and it's been on other shows, but I think it'd be super fun if we did it. So, the name of the game is me and Caleb will generate...
You said the name of the game. It's not the name of the game. Here to explain the name.
Oh, what? The rules of the game. The name of the game is a thing. The rules of the game are, we'll generate 5 random words. I'll walk out of the studio so Caleb can tell you his 5 words. And the basic thing is...
I don't think you have to walk out. It seems a little dramatic.
I can hear... Okay, I'm either deaf, or I can hear like a freaking...
Okay, well, I'm just going to say now I'm not going to leave the room, because I...
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to leave.
Yeah. You...
You need to leave!
Yeah. And I don't mean that in a rude way. I'm just saying, like, I don't want to leave this unattended.
The thing is, he'll tell you his 5 words.
Yeah.
And in chronological order, he has to mention those words in conversation.
But Caden has no idea what these words are. I'm generating them as soon as he leaves. I'm generating them.
And I'll do the exact same thing to where Caleb cannot understand my words, but I'll have to sneak it in a conversation.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking, and we'll have to sneak these words in the conversation. It's kind of, you'll get it as we play along. So,
but we'll, just remember our 5 words, and because it's kind of fun to, like, you know, guess what we're going to try to say next. Like, how are they going to get this next word?
How are they going to put this in a conversation? The goal is to be as normal as possible and be chill, but it's going to be kind of funny because they're silly words.
Also, just a little heads up. These are, you know, kind of made up conversations. So if it's like, I killed someone, I didn't actually kill someone. It's just part
know,
of the
girl.
Game.
I don't know, girl.
My word was murder. I just had to say, I don't know.
Okay.
But it's not.
We're going to get a case for what we're gonna say.
Well, no, we'll keep it. We're keeping it appropriate.
Obviously. If you are a murderer and you just said that, I'm gonna be mad.
I have no comment for that.
Oh. Okay. So.
Also, I want to clarify: I have not murdered anyone yet. Keyword yet.
It's going to be me.
Okay.
It's going to be me.
I got to read my words. Get out.
Well, I realize we have a break coming up in a minute.
We'll tell the words and then we'll go to the break.
Okay. So I'll walk out of the room. Caleb's going to tell you his words. So give me a minute. I have a fat butt, so I need to get out of here.
Let me just play some.
Speaking of fat butts, hold on.
What
did the Wii Fit instructor ever call you morbidly obese?
Yeah.
She's a dirty person.
She's just mean.
I would murder the Wii Fit girl. Bye.
Oh.
Is that the sound that I'm using whenever I kill Wii Fit girl? That
yeah,
noise?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm leaving. Bye.
Get out. Okay, so it is just me and you here. I'm going to generate my words here. So my words are snap, bewildered, bend, sail, and restrain. Not too difficult, but they're words. They're not too difficult, but I will accept the challenge.
Okay, you say your words?
I said them, yeah.
Okay, I'm kind of nervous. Now you close your ears.
I'm going to...
Can you leave the studio? Get out of here.
I'll leave the studio. Okay. Fine.
Okay, he's leaving. Now I'm going to take over the whole show and knock him out. Okay, y'all. You better close your ears. Okay, here we go, y'all. My words. Oh, man. We have wood. Trousers. Goldfish. Oil. And pain. Okay, he's coming back. Don't look.
I do want to... I just realized that you wanted us to do nouns only, and I did not do that.
That's okay.
So I have my five words.
I have my five words, too.
All right. Here we go.
No. We're after the break.
Oh, you're right. But I just want to clarify the rules here. Do we have to do it like, I do a word, you do a word, I do a word, you do a word?
Do it chronological order, yeah.
Okay. So
I can hold out your word for forever.
That's kind of rude.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we'll play the game right back. Remember our words, because we'll repeat them after the break.
How?
I have an idea to repeat them.
Okay.
So, okay, see you after the break. We'll play this game. Bye. Welcome back to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. Yes, we're about to play Word Sneak here at this station and at this show. So what happens is...
What show is it?
It's Kind of Late with Caden Coleman.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. So what's going to happen is...
Please put your phone in silent.
It's on silent.
Okay.
Anyways, we have five random words that we found. We set up for the break, but we're going to give you one more chance to hear it again. We have to incorporate these words into our conversation coming up chronological order. That's me talking earlier. So Caleb, what are your words? I'm gonna close my ears and kind of do a little hymn.
Do a little hymn.
Yeah. Hey yeah, hey yeah, we fit trainer. Yeah yeah yeah.
So
yeah,
my
yeah,
words
yeah,
are
yeah,
snap.
Yeah 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 yeah. Yeah
bewildered. Bend. Sail. Restrain.
Yeah. Okay.
I forgot to mute him at first, so you can hear it. But
yeah, I talked about the We Fit trainer from earlier.
Okay.
So yeah,
I'll do the same.
Better do a good hint.
I'm going to mute myself so you can't hear me.
Good. All right. My words are... Don't look at me. See, you can't even hear my lips. Wood. ASMR. I'm sorry. Wood. Goldfish. Trousers. Oil. Pain. You're good.
Hopefully that wasn't too loud.
Okay. Conversation. You're starting. Go off. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
What did you do this weekend?
Well, you know, the usual. Just the same old, same old. Nothing too exciting. What about you?
It's pretty good. I had a pretty good weekend. Yeah.
Is your word weekend?
No, it is
okay.
Not.
Okay. I was like to say that's
no,
kind of funny.
It's not.
Well, good weekend for you. What set it apart from other weekends, though? Nothing special.
See, actually, I went to the lake this weekend, right? And
first
like,
off, no, you didn't. But second off, go ahead.
Okay, I will be. I went to the lake this weekend, right? And then I was swimming, and all of a sudden I saw a snake, and I was like, oh, snap. Like, This is a snake in the water. So I swimway really fast. I got a stick through at it, and that was my whole weekend.
So was your words snake or stick?
Neither one. We can't ask that in the middle of the conversation.
Well, I can't tell if you had your word or not.
I did.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
That story was freaking crazy. But trust me, I understand. I've thrown a good number of, you know, sticks at things. Like, I've chunked some wood.
Oh, yeah, people. Yours wood, isn't it?
I chunked some wood at people. Just on.
Definitely wood. I don't.
I threw a rock at my brother one time. Hit his head. Yeah.
Did he bleed from it? Like,
yeah, he did. Hmm. It was partially an accident.
Well, as Thanos once said, should have went for the head, but you did go for the head. So.
I did go for the head. Yeah. Was Thanos one of your words?
No, but
sorry,
I'm
so intrigued.
No, but like whenever he did it, whenever he, like, what? My brain just, okay. Whenever you did hit him on the head, did he feel really, like, bewildered? Like, was like.
Okay. Well, he kind of was lost. He kind of.
Oh.
It was traumatic. And he was trying to permit him. And, like, it was, like, equal to whenever my mom threw my goldfish down the drain and put the blender on.
Whoa.
That actually happened, so.
That is very rude.
My word was incorporated in there, but that actually happened. My mom was pretty savage.
Yeah, and we had her on the show, so that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like getting some more
the goldfish
insight.
Killer, my mom. she did it.
That's
did
crazy.
It. Yeah. But have you had any animal deaths or anything? It's really tragic.
I mean, I have. Like when at my old house I lived at, we had this little puppy. My family, if you listen to this, I'm sorry for bringing this up. It's a sad story.
Okay. But
it was everyone's favorite puppy. Not everyone. It wasn't my favorite.
Okay. Freaking put him while he's already down.
Listen. There was
literally
there's my dog, and she had a bunch of puppies, like 8 of them, and then like everyone chose up their favorite, and I got outvoted, so we kept that one. But the one I liked, you know, doesn't really matter.
He's still living, maybe for she.
Yeah. She was you know walking around on the street. His car came around the bend of the road and just bye bye.
Is bend your word or?
I don't think you're allowed to ask that.
But it probably is.
I don't know if you're allowed to ask that. We had.
You
talks,
just incorporated a word in your dog's death story.
We had talks of making the game where you like predict the word, but Kane didn't want to, so we can't do that.
Well, anyways, my words are more obvious. Anyways, moving on from Caleb's dog's death. I had a dog die.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And so sad. We turned into so tragic.
Yeah, this is very dark. Wow.
My dog died, and when people die or things die, they just like poo or pee everywhere, or bleed everywhere. Like all their functions like go. And honestly, I was like, okay, me, because Lord knows my trousers would be dripping.
Oh, what the heck?
Because
Caden's just going all kinds of gross today.
I'm sorry. I had to incorporate the word.
Very interesting.
I'm just kidding. My trousers are clean, put away.
How did we get there from going me at the beach?
Because the beach.
At the lake.
Like.
Well, there is a beach at the lake.
Yeah.
When you say lake, you know.
Is your word beach?
No.
Okay.
But when I was at the lake, I did go sailing.
Okay, so obvious.
Yeah, that was really bad. That was actually. Really
I do.
Bad.
I'm going to the beach.
I really tried to restrain myself from saying that, but I couldn't.
I know. Yeah, it's so obvious. Direct connection. I like how we went from dog's death to this. Okay. Anyways,
I have my word.
I like the beach.
Yeah, you do.
I'm actually going there pretty soon.
Me too. Like this weekend, literally. Like I, in real life, I actually am going to the beach.
Really?
For Memorial Day weekend, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
What do you like to do on the beach?
I don't really do much. I literally just like, I like sitting in a hammock, you know, in trees.
I'm trying to think of. Yeah.
No, everything that I've already said about my 5 words.
So. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I saw 2 more.
Well, oh, goodness.
Anyways, yeah, I sit on the beach. Sometimes, like, my mom just drowns herself in tanning oil.
Another drown?
No, it's oil.
All right.
No, okay. But doesn't your mom? There's people that full on drench themselves in tanning oil and want to look like a hot dog.
Oh, hot dog.
No, not a hot dog. And Lord knows if it was me, I wouldn't even be getting tan. I'd be like getting burned alive. It'd be painful.
Do you get sunburns really easily?
Oh, super easy.
Because I don't. Like, I feel like I could sit in the sun for like
because you're a vampire. No, because you're a vampire. Whatever.
I get tan. Caden just gets red.
I get farmer's tan. That's what
he
I
just
say.
Gets red. I get tan. Caden just like freaking
okay.
Doritos.
Caleb used to look like a vampire from the Twilight series.
But let's not talk about
that. None of those are my words. I just literally.
What were your words? Tell me your words.
It was wood.
Okay.
Goldfish.
Yeah.
Trousers.
Trousers.
Oil. You didn't think it was trousers?
No, I did not.
Trousers, oil,
uh-huh.
And pain.
Mine were snap, bewildered, bend, sail, and restrain.
Can't believe you used your dog's death story to get a word in.
You did too.
Yeah, but.
You did too.
Yeah. You want to go again?
Let's do it again.
Let's go again.
We got a few minutes.
So now you know how the house to work. Let's try it again. So I'll leave.
I should not do the leaving thing because it's too hard.
Think so?
Just plug your ears. I promise you might hear these words. I'll go first.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, man.
I got to hurry in this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey,
so my words are... smite, pull, sound, coordinated, and massive. Okay, you can stop singing, Caden.
Okay. Frickin' fresh.
Okay, I'm going to mute myself.
Okay.
So I can make some noise.
Sing us a little hymn, too. Yeah. Okay. So my words are passenger, wine, mailbox. I'm about to burp. Hold on. Oh my goodness, should I burp on the air? Oh, I just burped on the air. Close your ears. You can hear me. It's just passenger, wine, mailbox, sweater, and soup. Okay. You're good. Did you hear me burp on the air, though?
I didn't hear it, but I saw you touch your little mute button.
See, and here's the thing. I burped on the air. They can hear it, but you could smell it.
Bruh.
Just kidding. You can't smell it. It smells like toothpaste.
Oh, yeah.
That was perfect. Okay. So I'll do my words first, okay?
Yeah. We can start off the stories, what you mean. Let's try not to guess the words as we're going.
Okay.
Because I feel like it takes away from the story. Okay. You know?
So, yeah.
Immerse me in your world, Caden.
Yeah. So, do you know... people, I don't think they understand every episode that you have your own show.
I do, yeah.
Where you do nostalgic music.
Yeah. Every Friday at 1 p.m.
1 p.m. And you did one recently that reminded me, like, it was at the Peach Pool Party one, like the retro, like old pool party hits from our childhood.
Oh, like the summer send-off.
Summer send-off. That's the good title for it. But I was thinking, there's some sad bops too that I remember. Do you remember that song called Let Her Go? A Passenger?
I do, yeah.
Wow.
I do remember that song.
Well, you only need the light when it's grown low. Passenger is here in the studio.
You know what that song always reminds me of, though? When I used to play this game on my Xbox. During that summer. And it was a free game. And it was one of the cool free games, like, before they had Fortnite, before they had Warzone, all those games. And it was this game called Smite. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's this game. It's like an RPG game. And in that game, you try to, like... it's, you know, you just... RPGs are, like, where you, like, you know, collect stuff and explore the worlds. And, like, you have all these different characters. Have you ever heard of Overwatch?
I heard of Overwatch.
It's like Overwatch. They have, like, different, like, specific, like, classes of characters.
How does that remind you of Let It Go, though?
Because I remember playing that song. Like, I remember playing it. No, I played that song while I was playing that game.
I was thinking, you play a lot of the NBA 2K game, and I was like, is that on the soundtrack?
No.
Imagine you playing the game, and all you hear is, yeah, you...
Well, there is, like... there is sad songs. Like, they have, like, Juice WRLD and stuff. Like, they have, like, sad songs.
About Let Her Go by Passenger?
Unfortunately not.
I'm telling you, I really did whine to a lot of songs.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Including
so subtle.
No, I'm saying including that song.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I didn't care with that. I thought it was a little melodramatic. What song have I whined to?
Like songs that pull your heartstrings.
Yeah, I'm strong. I think that's one of your words. Anything by The Word, My Ability. Ooh. Mm. That thing literally throws a... arrow through your heart.
Oh, okay.
It's not one of her words. It just, it literally.
Can you literally look shoots, at your screen. You
shoots,
look at your screen.
It's not. It okay. literally shoots a harpoon oh, through your yeah. heart, and you just go flying away into yeah. the depths of depression.
Yeah. So you're saying that it, like, it sounds like it's...
It sounds like sadness.
Sounds like sadness, yeah.
I got that summertime
oh, sadness. That is one of the songs they played on my show.
It is.
That is.
Anyways, have you gotten an email recently?
I have not gotten any kind of mail in a while.
Do you enjoy having like your email mailbox full?
No, I don't. I like being very coordinated and like organized in the things that I do.
Wait, oh my gosh, you know what I was thinking about?
What?
Do you want a song you need to play whenever you play those sad jams? Sweater Weather by the Neighborhood? The
Neighborhood, yeah.
What an anthem.
I think I will have like slow jams eventually.
Mm-hmm.
That none of those... I'm just refreshing myself with my songs. I wasn't...
Well, you should have an episode where we read out loud Teenage Soup for the Teenage Soul.
No.
That you just read advice.
I will say that book, though, the whatever blank for the teenage, like for the soup, Chicken Soup for Your Soul, like those.
Oh, my God, that's so embarrassing.
There's massive hits. Like, they're like everyone.
There's like 20 editions. I'm like, how much soup can you take?
Yeah.
How much chicken soup is there?
I'm already done with my words, by the way.
I am too.
Okay, what were your words?
Passenger, wine, mailbox, sweater, soup. What are you laughing at?
I don't know. Those are good words.
What are your words?
Smite. Did you know that one?
No.
I'm asking if you knew that.
I don't know you used that one.
Pull.
I never even heard you say that.
Sound.
Yeah.
I said pulls at your heartstrings. That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Sound, coordinated, and massive.
Me. Anyways.
That deserves a breath.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of It's Kinda Late. We appreciate you tuning in. Hopefully you dealt with our silly antics in that last game. It's pretty silly.
And enjoyed the interview with Samantha Crane.
I know. And again, if you want to check her out, you can find her on Instagram and Facebook. Also listen to her new single, Bloomsday, and her new EP, I Guess We Live Here Now. Special thanks again to her and her team, as well as Maria Turley being our new music correspondent for It's Kinda Late. Other than that, I think we'll see y'all next week. Isn't that right, Caleb?
And you can catch this episode on podcast.
Oh, y'all should come next week, because guess whose birthday it is next week? It's Caleb, our producer. And
oh, thank you. Someone cheered for me.
We'll do a little birthday celebration next week.
Okay. No surprises, though.
You have to come to see what happens. But other than that, we'll see y'all next week, and I appreciate you tuning in. Bye, guys.